Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the best, brightest business leaders around our great city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Tess Turin, your host. I have next to me host Angel Nowlin. How are you today, Angel?
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm doing good. Excuse the raspy voice. I had a girls' weekend in Tampa.
You poor baby.
Yeah. note to self, no karaoke on girls' weekend anymore.
Note to self, you cannot party like you used to party. We have got too old for that.
This is true. This is real true. So anyway, we like to start out every show with a testimony and an angelism. So this week, my testimony is for all the businessmen and women out there. A person who stops advertising to save money is like a person who stops the clock to save time.
Ooh, they get better every week, don't they?
They sure do.
Well, my angelism for the week is, I was talking to my sister today, and she has a lot going on, and she's in school full time. And she's like, but I love it, and it's something I'm so happy. And I told her, you do what you got to do so you can do what you want to do.
I like it. And it's true.
Absolutely.
Think about it for a second.
I like that.
Well, we have a terrific show for you all today. Our guests in the studio include Tino Mantella from Technology Association of Georgia. He is the president and CEO. Good morning, Tino.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We also have in the studio Ms. Hardeep from Purse N. She is the founder and CEO.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Gonna say a last name, Tess.
No.
It's Hardeep Malamed.
I'm not even going to try. Well, good morning, Hardeep. It's very nice to have you in.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Well, today we're going to start with Tino from Technology Association of Georgia. So, Tina, tell us about TAG and what you all do.
So, people most know us as a technology trade association. What that means is we want to make sure that Georgia is a great place to do business in the technology space. And so we do a number of things, including work on legislation. We want Georgia to be a legislative friendly state, good for business. We connect the community through events. We do a lot of celebration and recognition events so we can actually recognize our best companies and our people, as you guys do here. So, you know, we work hard on that. And then we also are very interested and concerned about the workforce. So we have a program that focuses on getting kids excited about math, science, technology, and engineering. And then finally, we promote Georgia as a technology state. So we have a full-time PR director, and his job is to make sure that we get the word out anywhere we can in the world that Georgia has a strong technology industry, and we do. We have over 20,000 technology companies in the state, so it's growing. But most people are surprised because I used to say, and I'll say again here, that people think of Georgia, they think about peaches and pecans and pine trees and poultry and peanuts.
And tobacco, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other conversation. Yeah.
Country bumpkins,
about that,
right?
Yeah, I didn't say that, though.
I'm going to say, they come from a girl from Jersey, whatever. Look, Tito, I got to ask you, what made you decide to start a technology association?
Well, I didn't actually start it. It was here, and there's about 55 organizations like us in the U.S. and Canada. And I was actually chairman of that group for the last 2 years, so it was good to see what everybody else was doing.
Okay.
I came in 2004. It actually started in 1998.
Okay.
But most industries, whether it be real estate or poultry, they have associations, so they want to support their industry and the people in their industry. So we want to help the companies that are here to grow, and that in turn will add jobs to the state.
Mm-hmm.
High-paying jobs. It's actually the highest-paying industry in the state. So an average salary for a technologist, if you will, is $84,000 in the state of Georgia. So
it sounds like a good place to go to a dating pool.
Well, the good thing, too, is there's going to be a need. We project 211,000 more STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math-ready jobs by 2018.
Okay.
So people listening in, they have kids. Mm-hmm. They haven't decided what they're going to do yet, and there's many out there that this is a great field to get into because there's going to be a lot of jobs in the industry that right now are businesses are having difficulty filling those jobs.
Well, how do you get a kid to learn math and science when you can't get them off the, what's those little games they play on the TV? Well, I mean, how do you do that?
Well, you know, it's funny because our executive director of that program says he'll go into a school and he often does that. And he'll say, how many kids want to do technology? And, you know, show of hands. He said a couple of kids will raise their hand. Then he pulls out his cell phone. He says, how many kids would like to create apps for this cell phone? You know, and half the room raises their hand. So they don't really understand what technology is.
Right.
So the first thing to do is make them aware that there are actually great things, whether it's animation or being involved in film, or even if you're building a car today, people that are doing these connected cars, it's all about technology. So you have to be a technologist pretty much in any industry that you're going into. So lots of great jobs. We got to make them aware and then give them chances to what we call experiential learning.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I don't have any kids, but when I was married, my ex-husband had little boys, and I remember they told me once it was too hot to go outside. I was like, there is no such thing. I've never heard that before in my life. How can it be too hot to go outside? But they weren't used to going outside and playing. They were used to playing video games. So I couldn't imagine. I don't think that kids realize, you know, in order to be successful, you do need to know how to count.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
At least your
math
money.
And science are pretty key to any of the technologies.
Absolutely.
Well, Tina, I have to say, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Business and technology, they go hand in hand today.
Right.
You know, from a marketing background, I mean, I remember once upon a time, you know, I started in publishing and it was so easy. Marketing was so easy back then. You know, I started in the yellow page industry.
Oh, so man. Did I.
And all you had to do was go out there, put the book on the table and tell them, you know, what size did you want?
Exactly.
You know, now it's a lot different when it comes to marketing. It's so embedded in technology. But being, you know, a business owner myself and a marketing technology company, what kind of benefits could I receive by participating in TAG?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. So one thing is that there's this network of 23,000 people that are involved. We're actually the largest technology trade association in the U.S. now. So it's a great place to come in and connect. And one of the ways we do that is we have 34 different special interest groups. We call them our societies. And you can get involved with any of those groups. So the societies have a chairman and volunteers that make up the board. And then we staff each one of those societies. And their goal is to create content. So over the course of a year, when you take the 34 societies, there's about 200-plus meetings that we create.
Okay.
So pretty much any work day at TAG, there's some type of meeting going on. So last night there was a mixer at a place called Big Nerd Ranch, which is a new technology company in the area. And so we had about 100 people come out to that. So it's very active and vibrant. So if you want to get involved and engage in the community, it's a great place to go.
You know, I have to tell you something funny. I read somewhere one time, be nice to all nerds. They're probably going to be your boss one day.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. You said party. You talking my language. I was sitting here thinking, do y'all have good parties? Because technology people are usually not that fun. They're not that much
fun.
They
get a bad rap, but they're pretty good, and they like to do things. In fact, we were talking a little bit before we came on air on Battle of the Bands that we're doing, and we identified we thought we'd do it for fun because we want to do some things that bring people together and have fun and kind of build esprit de corps. So we said if you're in a band and work for a technology company, put your video online and you can vote at tagonline.org. And so we had 16 really, well, I was going to say great bands. Some are great. Some
are not so great.
Not so great, as you might imagine. But there's a lot of technologists that are also into music. So that was a lot of fun. And the finale, the final five, will be performing at Opera on May 1st. So anybody can come out to that and get involved with that and meet all the technology people and see if, as you said, I'm not calling them nerds, but the nerds can dance.
I just want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and Next Link Marketing, your marketing consultant. Well, you know, you were just talking about bands and technology guys do not go together. I'd love to hear some of that music. I bet
invited.
It sounds interesting. We'll just say that, just to say the very least. Well, now, you said you got involved with the group in 2004. What have you seen change in the last 10 years since you've been involved with TAG?
It's been really change in the industry. You know, if you think about 10 years, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, all the things that we have now, even with your mobile devices. Imagine, you know, thinking about a phone 10 years ago and what it can do today. So every industry that we look at creates opportunities for people to create business. There was some estimate by the Georgia Department of Labor that in this 10-year period between 2010 and 2020, there's going to be 22,000 new occupations in technology. Wow.
I honestly can't do business without my phone.
No, so well, you can't live without it. Right. Business, absolutely. You literally cannot live without it. And now you can't date without it. Right. You can't cheat without it. You can't break up without it. How else you break up with somebody not by text message?
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, and it's so you know, stay on the phones, but I think your mobile devices now, you can make payments by the mobile devices.
Absolutely.
You can go
Skype. I Skype a lot now with China.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about convenience as well.
I'm telling you, it's amazing.
And technology and convenience, business, I mean, it all goes hand in hand now.
Well, sometimes it's too much convenience. I don't like the fact that, like that, follow me.
Yeah, security.
I don't like that. Like, one time, I'm going to call my mom out. We're driving down the street, and you know how your radio shows what's playing? Mm-hmm. And it came across the screen. She ducked. She said, they can see us? I was like, who was that? Like it blew her away, like on your phone, where it can pinpoint exactly where you are. Oh, yeah. She was like, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm like, you don't drive more than 3 miles away from your house. You're fine. But a lot of people don't like that idea of Big Brother kind of always watching.
Right. And that goes on. And then when you get a hit like what happened with Target and some of the companies where there's actually, you know, cyber events or invasion of your space by people taking your credit card information. Uh-huh. That makes them even more nervous. So, but you can do any right now. Like one of our companies several years ago invented a device that you put in the trucking industry, so that the managers of the trucking industry and the insurance companies could track everything that the truck does, how fast they take their turns, how fast they're going. So pretty much anything that you want to know about someone. And then the kids today are pretty open, as we know, with Facebook and Pinterest and whatever else. So you really. Somebody has to keep reminding them that, you know, what they're putting on that site, and then they go look for a job, and the employer goes
That's
to Facebook and says,
everything's public.
How are they going to monitor that, though?
Well, there are a lot of places that monitor it, but it's really, a lot of it's self-monitoring. You know, you really have to educate and say, okay.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever Googled yourself?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, with children, having children, you really worry about that, because you know, they can see anything at any time.
You have to put those parental...
Yeah. Well, fear used to work when I was a kid. I don't know what works now, but the threat of dying was always something that kept me from doing the things I was supposed to do.
Those were the old days.
Yeah.
Well, now there's things like cyberbullying. So there's the really good part of technology, and then there's, you know, the bad part of technology.
Sure. So where do you see that going with social media?
Well, I think it's just going to keep going, and that there's going to be new ways. I think, you know, some of the things that are there today, the Facebooks and the LinkedIn and other pieces. There'll be some new businesses coming out. There always is. And so there's just going to be change in how people communicate. But it's all going to be over the internet and on your phone, on your device.
Right.
So.
We do that in insurance now. They have this little device you can put in your car to lower your rate. And it watches how you drive. Yep. And
my mother
how
and father have that in their car.
And, yeah, and it'll lower your rate if they can kind of. And I thought, I'm an agent. It ain't ever going to happen. It ain't none of your business where I go on a Saturday night.
Well, I mean, with my mother and father, they're saving a substantial amount of money doing that.
Yeah, but then there's the legal ramifications, so I don't need to save the money. I'll just spend that on lawyer fees.
You just don't want anybody tracking you.
No, that ain't none of your business where I'm in.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that, though. Like, it's almost scary that you can't hide.
No.
It's not possible.
Mm-hmm. Like, big data.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I dated a guy that Googled himself. He didn't come up. I was like, oh, hell, you don't even exist. How could you not come up on Google? Isn't that scary, though?
You should put something in on him.
That's
just so
hilarious.
He feels better.
Right. I got somebody watching him. I'm like, wait a minute. How do you not? I mean, I come up on 2 or 3 pages, and I'm nothing. Well,
what have you been
famous,
doing for the last 10 years?
Yeah, exactly. Even though I am famous, everybody's not. But it looked like nothing really came up, and I thought, huh. So now I sleep one eye open. Just in case he turns into Freddy Krueger or something. Because I can literally look at my house online.
Oh, yeah. You can.
Right now. Anywhere. That's scary.
Find a location.
So, Tino, tell us, back to technology. Tell us, what is trending right now in the industry?
You mentioned one, big data.
Big brother. Mm-hmm.
Big data.
Yeah.
And business intelligence. So you have all this data, but then BI is how do you take data and you cull it down to something that's actually usable. Right. And, you know, those are things like Salesforce, and people are adding on to things like Salesforce so you can have a better relationship with your customer, for example. Cybersecurity, how do you stay a step ahead of the bad guys? And that's, you know, not working real well. So,
and, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I just seen on the Channel 2 news not too long ago about the Atlanta PD using data analytics to catch the bad guys literally before they do the crimes.
Right.
Right.
That's super cool. That's kind of what my company does, Basica does, as far as data analytics and implementing that in a marketing standpoint.
Right. So you're in the right place at the right time with that. But I think, you know, cyber events, cybersecurity, big data, everybody's talking about the cloud. So just how your information is being stored, companies are changing that. I think roles of people in technology companies like the chief information officers changing. So what that's going to look like. Social media, you know, certainly is a hot topic. So,
turned into a beast on us, didn't it?
Yeah. So,
well, I don't see security though. There's no security with this, you know, going forward.
Well, there are a lot of security companies. It's just a matter of how they, you know, can they secure your website? Can they secure your credit cards?
I don't care who you are. If people want to get your information,
they're gonna get it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot easier.
That's really what it boils down to.
Well, now let me ask you something, Tino, because you know we were talking earlier about technology, and granted, technology has had like a boom in the last 15, 20 years, right? Best phone I ever had was my BlackBerry. First BlackBerry was like 2004. I dropped it off a second story building.
Cracked
it. Didn't even crack.
Right.
That is the truth. I dropped it in Coca-Cola one morning. It was sticky, but it kept working. Now, that iPhone, if I sneeze on it, it cracks. So my question is, and now BlackBerry is going out of business. Since technology is moving so fast, and obviously, you know, what's here today could be gone tomorrow. I have a girl that works for me now told me, oh, no one Facebooks anymore. I'm like, how old are you? I just got on Facebook 3 months ago. And she's like, oh, my friends don't Facebook. I'm like, then what's left? And there's all these other things. How does a company stay abreast of the next big thing and not go out of business like records did or cassette tapes or everything else?
Well, I think they have to really continue, like you two do, to read and review information and you know, try to stay current as you can. There's being involved with an organization like TAG is certainly great because we get the best speakers that are on panels or have a chance to talk to our members about what's happening with the industry. So figuring out what's happening, even if you look at the world, in respect to where the businesses are, whether it's going to be Brazil, India, Mexico is getting a lot stronger in terms of some of the businesses they're doing. So I think there's not any real answer other than doing a lot of reading, trying to stay up on top of it. And then there's a lot of entrepreneurs. We have a great ecosystem for entrepreneur building in the state. You've interviewed some of them here. And, you know, so they're coming up with new ideas to create opportunities for money for them, for profits, but also it's advancing the industry. So it's really just staying a step ahead of what's happening today, trying to anticipate whether it's, you know, you're looking at cars and now AT&T, Verizon, and the other big providers are looking at the connected car. Mm-hmm. So your car is going to be your home away from home, and what's going to be in there in terms of anything from not you know, just GPS, but you want to order something for you know, your family online, whatever you want to do. Your home, as you know, with all the commercials now, you can, any place in the world, you can say, okay, I think I want to make sure that the lights are off and the water's shut. And,
right.
You know, so Digital Life and some of the other ones are developing that. So it's really following the developers and, you know, people are continuing to dream. We have great universities here like Georgia Tech and Georgia and Emory and Georgia State and others that are advancing fast in terms of bright people that are coming up with new ideas all the time. So it's really just kind of the great American spirit of continuing to be entrepreneurs and develop and then, you know, staying at understanding of what's happening and what kind of opportunities are out there with the advancement in technology.
I want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host is Tess Turan with Basica and NextLink Marketing, your marketing and advertising expert, and we're speaking with Tino Mantella of Technology Associates of Georgia, better known as TAG. Now, you were just saying about how companies can stay abreast. Now, I'm an insurance agent. We are antiquated, to say the very least. I actually still work on a DOS system.
Oh, wow.
You remember what a DOS system is? The green screen?
Oh.
Right.
Like Lotus 123?
Right. My email is Lotus Notes. I swear to God. My. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. But part of the reason they do that, of course, it looks like it's online in a Citrix, whatever. But it's not online. It's not web-based. They say they do it for security reasons, because I know people's driver's license number. I have their drive. I mean, I could take your identity if I wanted to, because we have access to all this information. And they're saying the security has yet to get to that point where they feel comfortable stepping out there. And it's very expensive. So with your organization, and you have, you know, obviously 23,000 members, do you have to be in technology to be a part of it?
No, that's a good question. So we have about 65% of our people that are members are technologists, or they work in a technology division in a company like a UPS or a Home Depot, or companies that use a lot of technology. So we call those our tech-enabled companies, and there's a good number of tech-enabled companies there, because they want to understand what the opportunities are, and they might partner, for example, with a technology company. We have an awards program called the Excalibur Awards, which focuses on recognizing companies that use technology. They don't produce it, to create an ROI for their business.
Okay.
And we get great. Everything from insurance companies have been recognized. Last year, the Buckhead Mercedes dealership got recognized, because when you drive into Buckhead Mercedes, I don't have a Mercedes, but when you drive into Buckhead Mercedes, your name is going to flash up on the screen. They're going to know who you are. They're going to know all your history, your background in terms of what you might need. When was the last time you were in? So just as an example. So it's all about, in that case, recognition of what companies are doing for technology. And then we have a lot of service providers that want to sell into that industry. So staffing firms, law firms, accounting firms. So it's really a kind of a melting pot in terms of companies coming together. And then we have the Home Depots of the world. And we also have startups, which is great, because the startups need to be connected. They want to sell their product to the big companies.
Right.
So we provide avenues for them to connect and do business together.
Well, tell everyone out there, Tino, the best way to get in touch with Technology Associations of Georgia, how they can become a member.
Great. So we have a website, tagonline.org. And we have a number of other websites. If you want information about what's happening in the industry, is wheregeorgialeads.com. We also have tagstateoftheindustry.com. And this is where we've identified seven industries where we lead, like health IT, which we're number one in the nation. And fintech, financial technologies, where 80% of the payment processing in the United States flows through the state of Georgia.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a huge industry and growing. So another way is just call 404-817-3333, and any of the technology staff will help you out. It's really simple to sign up. You can sign up online. I think our prices are really reasonable. If you're a company and you're interested, we also we call it our premier membership, and we engage the entire company. Because it's not, going back to your question about, it's not just for the technology folks, because if you're an HR director or if you're a marketing director in a company, you're going to be interested in some of the programs that we have. And our 34 special interest groups do focus on things like recruiting, marketing, HR. There's groups for people like young professionals and women in technology. So there's lots of ways for people to connect in.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And last but not least, look, we have been sitting here holding our breath. We couldn't wait to talk to Percy in, right? Because, you know, women love to shop. We have Hardeep Malamed in the studio today with Purse In LLC. Good morning again, Hardeep.
Good morning, Angel.
Tell everybody how wonderful your stuff is and how you even started Purse In.
My goodness. you know, I've been in the fashion industry my whole life, and it's interesting because Purse In started with the need of my own you know, handbag was a mess. And I thought that this is a problem that needs to be solved. And many years, it took 2 years to develop before we even launched, and patents. And here we are, and it's the best organizer in the marketplace.
Explain the best. What does it organize in my purse?
Everything. So when you're in a rush, you can change your handbag in seconds. And women, you know, for me, it's beauty starts within. And when I developed it, I didn't want something that wouldn't make me feel good, because I think a woman looks, you know, we spend a lot of money on outer appearance, and how about the, you know, inside out. So basically, with that said, I was determined to do something that was beautiful, fabrics, fun, you know, it just didn't have to be, you know, boring.
Right. Well, yeah, you said beauty starts within. I think all the men out there listening remember that. They don't know that, though.
Hardeep, I have to tell
you. They don't know it, or nor do they care.
I went to your website, and I have to say you have a wonderful website. Being in marketing, I'm very picky when it comes to that kind of stuff. But I have to say, it's very well laid out, very clean.
Well,
you have a wonderful storefront.
We have a good team, and they put it together.
Yeah, and I noticed that on your website, you're global. So people can purchase your products and services all around the world.
Absolutely.
So now, are you based here in Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about the product lines that you carry.
Well, we started with the organizer, and then, you know, I developed the extension of it. We went to makeup, sunglass cases, and then now we're doing all travel-related items. So I wanted to create unique things that women would love and be organized, be fast, and we're doing a line of travel bags with totes, and we're doing from lingerie holders to our favorite, the Tiara jewelry case organizer, which is amazing. It has a patent, and women just, we get so many. You know, the fun part of it is that people really, you know, you can feel that this is helping them, and they do love it. And that's, you know, it motivates me to do more.
And, you know, when I say organizer, the men in the studio, by the way, are falling asleep about to blow their brains out. I think I saw our producer loading a gun. But what I don't think people realize, when you say organizing, for instance, I change my purse with my outfits, because contrary to popular belief, every purse does not fit. Yeah. You know, your purse is supposed to match your shoes. I don't know why people don't realize that. So if I change from my black purse to my red purse tomorrow, now I got to take out my wallet and my makeup and all my little stuff. And but now with your product, I can literally put everything in like a mini purse in a purse.
Exactly.
It just
I needed that. I needed that last weekend.
Yeah. Exactly.
I literally had four different bags that I was traveling with. I had two makeup bags. I had a jewelry bag.
So you needed
and
me.
I had a, you know, a hair product.
We should have talked before then.
Right.
I'm telling you. I need to. I'm definitely going to get some of your products.
And this is why I do what I do, because, you know, that was a big area that women did not have products
stressful.
To choose from.
It's very
and
stressful.
You know, and Angel and I go back a long time, and I had a retail store. Mm-hmm. So she knows, you know, fashion it was all about, you know, your clothing. And now I think having an accessory line that also is fashionable and serves a purpose makes a big difference.
As a matter of fact, when I ran back into Hardeep and I saw her product, I thought about my grandmother who had, her purse was the size of this desk. And I swear, I think she had Jimmy Hoffa in there. You could ask her for anything.
She
could pull it out. Vaseline, I mean, headache pills, you name it, she had it in there.
I've done some makeovers, and it's surprising what women carry.
So let me ask you this. You know, obviously, you can go to your storefront and purchase. But are you in retail shops and stores?
Over 2,000 retailers.
Oh, wow.
And we do a lot of private. We're really branding into different brands. We have also InBag, which is at the Container Store. So we do quite a, you know, range of different products.
Because some people are touchy-feely. They don't like buying things online. You know, some people are still old school, and they want to walk into a store and they want to purchase.
Yeah. We're at Von Maur. We're at, you know, Neiman's.com. We're in lots of boutiques throughout the country. So we really specialize. Like, we do work with you know, the hotels also, because, you know, our product can cross over.
Right.
Which is great, because you can be in a hotel. We're at the Ritz, the Four Seasons. We're in even Macau near, you know, Wynn Hotel.
Oh, I love that hotel.
Yeah. But you also had Things Remembered, right? I thought I saw your stuff in
and
Things
Maury
Remembered.
Luggage.
Okay, Maury Luggage, Things Remembered.
So you have a vast variety of storefronts, retailers that are helping you sell your products. Yeah. So tell us, what was one of your first big sales that moved your company up to the next level?
Well, you know, when you are in the business, and, you know, one thing that when we started, it was, you know, the boutiques. The boutiques are your first layer, and they're the ones that are loyal to you. And I've been in the boutique business my whole life, so I get that. And they're a big part of our growth. And now we have our, you know, Chico's. We're doing some work with Chico's, and Container Store was the one that helped us push, you know, to larger volume business.
Mm-hmm. There's always that first one you never forget.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, earlier when Tina was talking about, you know, pushing companies to Georgia, I got to ask, because you could live obviously anywhere in the world because you travel everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you pick Atlanta? Besides the obvious, because I love it here, as you know.
Right. You know, it just happened. And when Rio Mall was opening and they found me, I was, what, 19? Something like that. And
we were three.
Yeah.
19.
Just a few years ago, right?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it just kind of happened. And I think it was a stepping stone for me because I really learned retail. And that time, Midtown was not happening.
I mean, it was not
happening. There was times I'd look out the window and go, really? But now, you know, you do things as an entrepreneur that help you grow and help you learn, you know, what it is to be in business. And the one thing I did learn being at Rio Mall was that you had to be a chameleon. You had to diversify. You had to figure out, you know, who's your customer? How do you market? And it is about service. Service is the number one thing that I can tell you is the key to business, and a lot of passion and determination.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you definitely have the passion and determination out, because having a great product, I try to tell people all the time that I do business insurance for. They think they're going to start a business. They can have the best idea, and it could be a great idea, but that does not always equal success or money or profit.
Yes.
And I'm like, because you start a business, you can't just throw a sign up and be in business. It takes a lot of hard work.
You can have the greatest idea in the world, but if you don't execute properly.
Exactly. Let me tell you, the first time I ever flew to China, and I went with our pattern maker, and we didn't know who we were going to see, what we were going to do, how we were going to make it happen. And, you know, I just said, I must be really crazy.
And really like organizing things.
No, it was, I mean, we had to basically teach the factory in 1 week how to make the product, bring it, put it in production. It was incredibly crazy. But
Tina's over there looking at you like,
really?
Yeah, this is good. I'm trying to figure out how I can get something for my wife where she can find her keys when we're ready to.
Right, exactly. Just once.
I've got it for you.
I'm telling you.
I love it. I love it.
It will help. It'll get her dressed quicker.
Change her life.
It'll change her life. She'll get dressed faster. No matter what purse she picks up, she can put all her stuff in that purse.
Yeah. So you really should
be
selling this to
men. And she'll be happier when she
leaves the house. Exactly.
Absolutely. It saves men a lot of time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It
keeps you from getting, you know, fussed at because she's trying to hurry up and get ready. And you're like, what's taking so long? It takes you 30 seconds to get dressed.
That's true.
Yes.
Assuming you all even want to shower. But that's a whole other conversation.
Right.
Well,
let me ask you this. How has your celebrity following helped your business?
You know, it's starting with, you know, celebrities finding us. I mean, we've had from...
Do some name dropping on us.
Well, we...
Did you sign non-disclosure?
But we've had, like, we've been in the Oprah magazine, and that was really amazing. And she is definitely an amazing woman. And we've had... lots of celebrities from Gwyneth Paltrow, who we're going to be working with in the next month.
Nice.
I'm doing a design exclusively with her, and that's going to be on her website.
Nice.
So Kim Kardashian has her things. I mean, we have a few celebrities.
And I read somewhere
Kim Kardashian bought some stuff from you? Or you trying to do a line with her?
Well, we're trying to figure out maybe she might need a Kim bag, but we're working on that still.
Yeah, let me know how that goes.
So I read somewhere, too, your products were spotlighted on Good Morning America?
Yes.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about that.
That was amazing. And the power of media and the power of social networking. I think that really says a lot to what we were talking about earlier. We were just mentioned on the website and we had amazing sales. And
cool.
It was just It's amazing. Mm-hmm. We had such a great success.
Speaking about social media, I mean, my company now, and we offer social media management because it's just, like I was saying before, it's just turned into, you know, its own animal out there in the marketplace. Have you found social media has been a big part of connecting and product sales for your company?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it goes back with, you know, computer technology. It's the website. You know, I came back from the retail. I grew up in having a storefront. I really now see the power of, you know, a website and the mm-hmm. internet and how women shop and convenience.
But don't you miss the store?
I do miss the store.
Not around Christmas time, though. I
love the store. Look,
to have fun.
Now, there's a couple of my go-to stores. Cachet is one of my go-to stores. Uh-huh. I can usually buy something online because I know I can wear their size. But I still like to go. I want to touch it. Mm-hmm. I want it to touch me. I want to mm-hmm. feel the fabric. Well, it's not the same.
I think it's interesting. I mean, you have products that you can definitely want to touch and feel, but then, you know, it's a convenience. We're in living in a society that we want everything quick.
Right. Unfortunately.
True. That's
right?
Very true.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All this technology and all these ways to reach people and nobody's talking.
And how to make it convenient. Right.
Yeah, nobody's talking.
And your products, I mean, it's what a great gift. It would make, I mean, I could probably think about 10 girlfriends of mine that would love.
You would not live. I mean, this jewelry case will save your life.
Do you have any with you that I can buy?
Oh, my goodness. We have some to give you.
Okay. That is funny. Oh, I want to remind everybody out there, I forgot what I was doing. You're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nally with the Nally Group, your business insurance specialist. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing, your marketing and advertising expert. And we're speaking to Hardeep Malamed with Purse In, and that's the letter N, Purse In, ladies. .net, the best ever. Well, look, I know that, obviously, I've known you a long time. You've always been successful. You've always loved fashion. You've always been, like, larger than life when it came to what you do. And I think part of it is because you obviously love it. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, if you do what you love, you ain't working, and the money will come. Mm-hmm. Give the business owners out there a secret to what has made you kind of who you are, how you've gotten to this point where Kim Kardashian is trying to get you to do a purse for.
Well, no. We're trying to work with her, but
no, you're not. No.
You know,
that's not the story. I'm gonna tell my friends later.
I know.
Kim keeps
you
bugging her, and she's just trying her best. To just, you know.
Well, I think in business you have to be determined. You cannot let anything. You know, if any obstacle that gets in the way, you have to figure out how to, go over that obstacle. And, I think passion has a lot to do with it and a great team and support and, knowing your vision 100% of the time. See, when you get distracted from your vision, it's never going to work. And now I believe that after, listening to other entrepreneurs, when you think you're crazy, even with Steve Jobs, he always had a vision. And that vision, you have to stay true to, and you know what you want, you know what you see. And I think that as an entrepreneur, every time I don't listen to my gut, mm-hmm. it fails.
We need to tweet that. I like that.
Mm-hmm. No, we're
knowing
honest.
Your vision 100% of the time, that because that makes a difference.
It really
I try
does.
To tell people all the time, Chick-fil-A only does chicken.
Yes.
They do it
exactly.
A lot of different ways, but they still only do chicken.
That's right.
And if you can create solutions for people.
Right.
Your product is going to be a success. Like you're creating solutions by your products.
Yes.
And that's why it's been so successful. And that kind of goes in, business in general.
Absolutely.
Creating solutions.
Or creating a problem where people don't even know they had one. I mean, women, I think, just accept their purse is messy.
Right, right.
I mean, that's just part of life, right? But it doesn't have to be anymore because we have Purse In, LLC.
That's right. Purse In.
Okay, Hardeep. Well, first of all, let me thank you again for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Tell everybody out there how they can reach you or the best way to reach your company and get some of your products.
Well, you can definitely come on our website, person.net.
Okay.
And we also have a 1-800 number on there. You can call our customer service, and we have a great team there. Email us. We'd love to know what there is out there that maybe I can design that is, needed. I always love to hear from people.
And what are some of the big retail stores they can go in and pick up your stuff?
Von Maur. We're at Marmy Luggage. We're at Neiman's.com. We're many boutiques around the country. We're at Dillard's.
Okay.
So,
that's enough stores that everybody, no matter where they are, pretty much can go find it. Mm-hmm. Well, again, I want to thank our guests for coming in. Hardeep Malamed, with Purse In LLC, and Tino Mantella with Technology Associations of Georgia. And I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. And my co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and Next Link Marketing. Tess, you have any suggestions for marketing for our listeners out there today before we sign off?
Well, I gave you one in the beginning. The next one's going to cost you. But everybody have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
And if you missed any part of our show, you can go on our website, which is businessleadersoftoday.com. You can email us at businessleadersoftoday@gmail.com and come and be a guest on our show. And I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance expert. I am going to be your best friend on your worst day.
And I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business. Thanks, everyone, and have a great weekend.